Hello, you guys. It's me, RJ, and welcome back to RJ Talk About It. And you guys, it is December the 8th, which means it is only 17 more days until Christmas Day, which means we can open our presents. Woohoo! And I am so excited to see what I'm going to get, and I know you guys are too. But today's topic is, drum roll, please, the LGBTQIA+ community. Now, I don't know if some people call it different things. Some people just say the LGBTQ community. Some people just say they love to say this. They love to say the gay community. And people don't really understand, you know, that it's not just the gay community. And when you say the LGBTQ community, you're leaving some people out. So, I mean, people, it's not that people can't understand, it's just that some people just don't want to understand, they're not trying to get it. And I'm here to say, I don't want to sound too off, I don't want to seem too mean about saying this, but the straight people just do not get it. They just don't get it. They don't get that the LGBTQIA+ community, the reason why we have so many letters is because they're necessary. People identify as different things, and honestly, if you're not a part of it, why are you so worried about how many letters we have? If you don't like it, then why are you so worried about it? Like Megan Thee Stallion said, talk about something that y'all actually like. And if y'all don't like us, then, I mean, come on now, baby. That sounds like a personal problem. I can't do anything about it. They can't do anything about it. And honestly, I'm not trying to do anything about it. And I'm trying to stop even mentioning what other people think about us. Like, okay, I hear the same comment every single freaking time that somebody mentions the community. That somebody always has something to say, like, oh, we have too many letters, we have too many definitions, people want to be called too many different things, and basically it's called the ABCDEFGHIJKLMNOPQRSTUVWXYZ community. People are just making all types of jokes about it, and it's not given. And honestly, it's almost as if they want to make us limit our identities just to please their straight heteronormative mind, and we're just supposed to go along with it. And that's honestly not cool. People don't even understand what those letters even mean, so they want to judge us off of that. Basically, they don't like anything that's not normal. And honestly, who wants to be normal these days? Now, people don't even know what the LGBTQ community had to go through back then. At one point, we weren't even allowed to marry in the United States, or in any states, to be exact. And it's some countries that you still can, it's still illegal to be gay in or queer at all. And I know that the term queer, it was used in a bad way back then, but it never was a bad word to me, because like it brought up, it was never a bad word to be called queer. It was mostly to be called fag or faggot, stuff like that. Those were mainly the words that were used in a derogatory way. So now looking back into it, people are now saying that queer was a bad word, and that it was used to, you know, in a derogatory way, which can be understandable, because now people are using faggot they're reclaiming it now, which I don't see myself reclaiming it anytime soon, but, or at all, in honestly, but whatever you like to identify as, that's honestly cool with me. That's cool with me. And it should be cool with anybody else, because who am I to tell you what to say or how to identify? And honestly, who's going to live your life? Come on now. I'm going to do a little pause right quick for somebody to tell me who's going to live somebody else's life. Oh, exactly. No one. And I just hate it. I hate that. I hate it when people just say, oh, we're just doing too much by having all those letters. And we're too flamboyant with it. Let's use Lil Nas X as an example. When he came out, people were actually saying that he's not even, you know, actually that way. Which, I mean, who am I to know? And who are any of us to know if that is true? But anyway, when he came out, it was a lot of backlash. People were, like, I think it was either Lil Boosie who came for him, which, like I said, and people that do know me, they do know. The things that Lil Boosie say does not, I wouldn't say, it does not bother me, but if I was Lil Nas X, I would have rated him for filth, because he's just, he's giving delusional, really. He gives delusional, and he gives delusion, to be honest. What category is delusion in Lil Boosie won that challenge, because he is just, he's too grown, he's too old to be acting like a child, and that is how I feel. When he was coming for, what you call his child, I forgot his name, he was coming for somebody's child, and that was immature then, so we should have been knew he was immature. But with the culture surrounding the LGBTQIA plus community, I cannot personally speak for how, I can speak of how the queer community as a whole is. In a way, now these days we have a lot of buildings, surrounds the whole idea of queer. A queer environment, like there's different bars, different places that you go to. It's a whole town. It's called Provincetown, where most of everybody there is queer, so it is a safe environment for us. And I feel like we have evolved, and we have a lot more rights than what we did have, and we're not being oppressed like we used to be. Like, I know that you guys have seen where a couple of years ago, or I don't know, maybe it was a year ago. Don't take this all as fact, but I do know that this stuff did happen. It's just that I'm getting the dates wrong, probably. A gay bar was shot up, and some people were injured. I don't know if anybody died or not, but that happened. At a gay bar, it was shot up. What else was it? It was something else. It was a trans woman seen getting jumped in a store. It was a group of men, they were jumping her. And then again after that, some men were fighting some trans women on the street. And this time it was more than one trans woman. They were getting jumped on the street and beat up. Another instance was, this was around here, actually. I think it was a gay dude somewhere. He was getting jumped by some straight men. They were jumping him. And honestly, that's just that the oppression, them trying to, you know, just trying to take away our shine and just trying to take away our light, and us being stronger than it. I hope that we've always seemed to stick together on the outside. We seem to stick together a lot. You know, people look at, on the outside looking in, they see us as, okay, the LGBTQ IA plus community. We're so protective of each other, and we're always getting along and inside, and all of us always get along, which is some truth to that. Not all of that is true necessarily. Not all people in the LGBTQIA plus community support each other, and not all of us get along in a way. It's just that the people on the outside, they don't really get to see that. you know. They don't really get to see, you know, the gay men judging the trans women or them trying to, you know, them, you know, some people, some gay men, they just don't like fish. They don't, and fish, and the fish actually means feminine. Women showing femininity, all of that. That is fish. That means you're giving fish. And they don't really like that. And they try to, you know, some trans women, they seem like, okay, some trans women don't like gay men because they just feel like gay men are always stirring up the mess and just being messy and just always, you know, like I said, judging them, you know, which is not for all, it's not the case with all people, but it is the case with some people. Some gay people are just, some gay people in the LGBTQI plus community, they just don't like other gay people. They just don't like each other. And which, I mean, I feel like it has to stop, you know. Then it comes with the race and stuff. White gay men don't like the black gay men because they feel like the white gay men are trying to be black too much. It's stuff like that. It's the same type of problems that happen on the outside of the LGBTQIA+ community. That happens on the straight community. That, you know, both of those problems that happen everywhere. If that makes sense. The same problems that y'all have, we have within the community. It's just that maybe it don't get shown a lot. And when they, the reason why they think they were so unified. The reason why they think we're so unified is because when one of us is getting attacked on social media, it seems like the whole community starts coming at their neck, which can be true in a way, but it's not necessarily true. It's not always true. That is not always the truth, but at most occasions it is. Like, I'm going to go back to Lil Nas X for a minute. The reason why people feel like that is because, let's take him an example. When somebody says something about Lil Nas X, even though the LGBTQIA+ community be judging him, even within the community, they judge him sometimes, like on the stuff that he do. Even though that we judge him, let's just say an outside party comes, like a straight man. Let's just use Lil Boosie as an example. Okay, so we can be talking about Lil Nas X with the inside of the community, and we can be arguing with him all day, every day. But when somebody on the outside party says something, like a straight man, and they say something homophobic, or let's just say it's not even homophobic at all, it's just something that seems like he's trying to be homophobic, the whole LGBTQ community going to jump on him because that's just how it, I don't want to say this how it is, but it's just kind of how it is. Like, say, for instance, I'm arguing with my best friend right now. Okay, I'm arguing with my cousin right now. And me and my cousin, we're mad at each other, right? I can be mad at him. I could be so mad at him. But even if I'm so mad at him and somebody else come and say something to him, I'm still going to be on his side, if that makes sense. That's exactly how it is. Even though that we can stick together more in the inside of it, it doesn't mean that we don't stick together on the outside. Like, it was something on the, on Instagram that was going on. I think it was T.S. Madison. No, it wasn't T.S. Madison, but it was Nikita Dragon and Asian Doll. Nikita Dragon said something about, had posted a picture of her in the same dress as Asian Doll. Nikita Dragon did that. And she was like, I don't know what exact words she said, but basically she was saying that these people are basically copying her style. And because Asian Doll had that on, basically it would seem like she was throwing shade towards Asian Doll. So I think Asian Doll was saying some very hurtful things to Nikita Dragon, basically about her gender, calling her a boy, stuff like that. And because of that, that required, well, it didn't require Nikita. Nikita just chose to say this. Nikita chose to say that even though I do get some of my fashion from Black women, and basically, I guess it was something about her trying to empower Black women and stuff like that, and basically just saying that we all need to stick together or something like that. I don't know. I forgot what it was because it was a while back. I didn't read all of the posts, but T.S. Madison went live after that saying that even though that Asian Doll was calling her a boy and all of that and whatnot, basically was saying that it's justifiable because even though that is something that may be sensitive to Nikita to be calling her a boy and all of that, it's justifiable because Nikita threw shade at her and basically went on to say that if somebody was throwing shade at T.S. Madison, T.S. Madison is going to say something that is going to try to hurt you or is going to go to the jugular. She's going to try to go to the most deepest thing she could find to, like, you know, to read you for. Basically saying that that's why it was justifiable because Nikita Dragon would do the same thing. So that was said, and I feel like that was wrong of her to say, because just because somebody say something to you or say something bad to you, that doesn't mean that you necessarily have to go to the jugular or just, you know, go drag her name through the mud, because at the end of the day, Nikita Dragon just threw some shade at you. That don't mean you have to drag the whole community down by saying, all trans women do this and all of that and blah, blah, blah. Even though this may not have what Asian Doll did, I'm just saying that's kind of what you were doing. Even though that you was just talking about Nikita, other trans women might feel like, okay, oh, so you're calling Nikita Dragon Nikita Dragon a boy, but okay, so are you saying I'm a boy too? Like, it's giving stuff like that. Stuff like that, it can easily be avoided if they could have just talked it out or stuff like that. Even though I feel like neither one of them, you know, handled the situation maturely and could have easily squashed the situation, it could have never even been started if Nikita Dragon never, like, you know, threw shade towards her. But, you know, that's what I mean by the LGBTQ community. Like, they judged Nikita. They may have, you know, the fans in the LGBTQIA+ community, they may have judged Nikita within the community, but as soon as Asian Doll probably said that, they probably gave her hate towards her and sent hate towards her. So that's just really how it is. It's even, and I'm not going to say it in a bad, I'm not trying to bash the community or anything like that, but at times, and it's at certain times to where it can be very, very toxic. And here's why I said it. And I've seen it on Twitter and stuff like that. Let's go into RuPaul's Drag Race. RuPaul's Drag Race, they have a huge fandom. And all of the queens, that's not all of them, but most of them have a huge following. So they have fans and they chime in on everything that they do. Let's just say a queen gets into a fight with another queen. Let's just say one of the queens is Black and another queen is white. If the Black queen gets into a fight with the white queen and the Black queen seems like they're being an aggressor, it's not like the LGBTQ community can be sensitive all the time. They're not going to say, okay, she's a Black queen, and just because they're not going to say, okay, even though she's a Black queen, and it may seem like she's an aggressor, okay, let's reason it out. Maybe she's not being an aggressor. Most of the time, they don't really reason with you or try to make sense of it first. One person might say it, then the rest of them might say it, and then they might say, oh, where you were jumping on this white girl and you were just being the total aggressor and all of that. They were really just drag one of the queens through the mud. Okay, let me give you an example. Even though the person I'm about to say is not a actual contestant on a show, but he is a host on the show, one of the hosts, because he's a co-host, I think, a host or a co-host. He's not now. It's on Drag Race Canada. Okay, so Drag Race has a show in Canada, hosted by Brooklyn Heights, and Jeffrey Boyer Chapman and Stacey Matthews, and another host. It was a comment made by Jeffrey Boyer Chapman basically telling Alona Verley to apply concealer on her butt because it could have made the look more cohesive. You know what I'm saying? Because basically was just saying that it can make your whole body match if you just put a little bit concealer or something like that on, basically saying if you put a little bit more makeup on your butt or your body just to make it match a little bit more. And the franchise or the fandom, they took it as, okay, now you're criticizing her about how her body looks and all of that. So they went in for the kill. And when I say, and it wasn't just about that, they were just saying it wasn't just from that. They were saying that he was trying to be like RuPaul. They were saying like he's trying to judge these queens, even though he's not even a drag queen himself. And basically, that off of that perception, they went in for the kill, and they were not letting up on him. And when people always saying like, okay, the LGBTQIA+ community always defending one another and stuff like that, that's not always the case, because they were literally dragging him, and he had to delete his Twitter. I think he deleted it, or temporarily deleted it, or deleted it permanently, something like that. But it was to a point to where he had to get off of there because they were being so toxic towards him. And now he's not even a judge on Drag Race Canada. I don't know if that's the reason why, or if the reason why he's not on Drag Race Canada is because of that backlash or not. But, I mean, it's not always the best space. I think Widow Von Duce, she had some backlash about something that happened, which was not great. And basically, they say that the colored queens on Drag Race don't get the best backlash. Don't get the best, support from the queens. Stuff like that. So, you know, I don't really know. Kamora Moore, yeah, she said that she was disappointed by the backlash that she received from Drag Race Canada this season, the most recent season that is being filmed and now being aired. She said that she's very disappointed on how the fans reacted when she got eliminated, stuff like that. So, I mean, you know, even though, like I said, I feel like we can be more unified and we can be more supportive of each other within the community. And, you know, that's what you guys don't really see, that it can be really toxic and it's not the best. And it's not, I mean, it's, I'm not saying that I don't want to be a part of the LGBTQIA+ community because I love them to death, but I'm just saying, like, it's not always easy. Yeah. And I'm not always being supported by the LGBTQIA+ community. Like, it's a lot of gay people that just, like, some gay people, they see that you should be, some of them think that you shouldn't have attention towards you at all. Some of them do. And it's some of them who feel like, you have to dress like this, you have to act like that, you have to, look like this, you have to talk like this, or you're not, you're not good enough. You know what I'm saying? Or you have to look like this, and just, it's a lie. And a lot of them just, they don't understand me now. A lot of them see me as extra. I do too much. And it's just simply because I'm different from them. So, I mean, but guess what? And here's where my point gets proved at. Even though they may judge me, like I said, they might tell me this, they might tell me that, and all of this, like, tell me act like this, all of that. But guess what? When a straight person say something to me or say something to either one of us or stuff like that, guess who be the same ones who, like, say, like, okay, that's not right, or you don't say stuff like that, or, like, basically go into my defense. Like, I'm not saying that I need anybody to defend me, but I'm also saying, like, they put their input in, they have something to say. Because at the end of the day, even though we may judge each other, it's not right to just, like, you know, have somebody on the outside party who's not in the community just try to oppress us, or just, like, you know, give them the right to say anything to us. You know what I'm saying? Like, in a way, when it's like, when they're saying it, when somebody in the community is saying it, it's like, it's not disrespectful. But when somebody outside of the community is saying it, it's like, well, also, you think you better than me. Well, it's like, so I can't do this because you this? Oh, like, stuff like that. Like, it's just like, I want to say homophobia, but it's kind of like that. So, and I can't really speak on, like, you know, the lesbians and, people who are lesbian or people who are bisexual, stuff like that, because I don't really know what they face. I do know that some people feel like, I know I used to feel this way, that girls who are gay, they get a lot more leeway, they're more accepted by the straight community. I used to always think that, and that they get away with so much more. Like, if two girls are kissing, they're okay, but if two boys are kissing, it's like, you gotta light up your torch and go to their house and burn it down. Like, it's stuff like that. And I mean, even though that it's not true that they get it so much easier, well, I mean, in some cases it is, but in not all cases, if that makes sense now. And I hope this shined a light on a lot of the problems that we do have, and that it can be fixed. So, yeah. And in the future, I'm pretty sure that we will fix it and that it will change eventually. But yeah, I mean, long live the LGBTQIA+ community, because I mean, we, even though we have our problems, we're working on them, and we're going to get better, and I believe that. So yeah, and anyway, that's the end of this topic, and which unfortunately means that it is the end of this episode. If you guys want me to do a part two to this, you know, topic, or want to hear more on this subject, then, you know, just DM me, or, you know, leave comments on Spotify or stuff like that. You know, y'all know how to get in touch with me at RonnaJay_RonnaJay on Instagram. And yeah, or on Snap, Dorana J, DarronaJay. Dorana J. And yeah, anyway, I will see you guys tomorrow, and bye. Mwah.